Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Last Woman Standing by Amy Gentry. Published by HarperCollins in 2019, today's book is all about stand-up comedy, the Me Too movement, and revenge. Dana Diaz is a struggling stand-up comedian in Austin, Texas. A new arrival in Austin, she'd spent the last few years in LA trying to make it. But after a falling out with her best friend and writing partner over a meeting with a well-known producer, she picked up and left for Austin and hasn't spoken to him since. But what her partner doesn't know is that the producer sexually assaulted Dana during the meeting. Dana enters a stand-up comedy competition, the funniest person in Austin. And her set is going really well until the lights swing around and she looks out at the judging panel. The producer, the one who assaulted her, is on the panel. She chokes and struggles on to complete her spot. But as soon as she gets off stage, she rushes out of the venue in tears, fearful the producer will ruin her career once again. She runs into an acquaintance, a woman named Amanda, and Amanda takes Dana for a drink. Dana opens up and tells her all about the incident with the producer in his car. And during their conversation, Dana gets a text to say that she's through to the next round of the competition. But she tells Amanda that she won't be able to face the producer again. Amanda offers to fix it. And when the semi-finals roll around, the producer is gone, and Dana can freely perform without the shame. But now Amanda wants a favour in return, on another man who ruined her career. Last Woman Standing is a book which made me angry. Usually I read to wind down at the end of the day and prepare for sleep, but I found this book made me so cross I had to stop reading it before I went to bed. The main characters in this book are all women who've had their careers in entertainment and technology impacted by the sexual advances of men, whether shaming them into withdrawing in the case of stand-up comics or ruining their careers when they try to make complaints about the men in a corporate setting. I'm not usually a fan of rape revenge stories, but I was cheering the main characters on throughout every page. I could imagine that some people might think the political side of this book is too prominent, but personally, I loved it. Based on Patricia Highsmith's Strangers on a Train scenario, Dana gets drawn further into Amanda's world of revenge as more perpetrators from her past are divulged, and then Dana becomes increasingly uncomfortable with what they're doing and begins to question Amanda's mental state. Yet at the same time, Dana's career starts to take off and she's thrust back into the world of LA and her life with her old writing partner. While emotionally arresting and capturing current events, the book is still a fast-paced and page-turning thriller, as Dana begins to wonder who can she trust, if anyone. So if you like strong women, revenge, thrillers, the stand-up comedy world and flawed friendships, I recommend Last Woman Standing by Amy Gentry. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.